And I don't know if the book is still in print now, but whether it's in print or not, we'll find a way to source it, and then you can access it at our library. There are a few books that we have already brought out as part of the books that we'll be studying, especially in our morning sessions during this period. I told you people that the first book is The Atomic Power of God. The Atomic Power of God is by Franklin Hall. This is part of the books that caused the 1940s revival. It was when fasting was added to prayer. The whole thing blew out everywhere. Then there is one more. And that one, I think we have also recommended it some years ago, but we are recommending it again for people that don't have the book already. You might have to buy. For people that have it, you might need to read that book one more time. There are some books, you don't come and say, I've read it. No. Every year you go back and read it again. God's Chosen Fast by Arthur Wallace. And then the third one is The Secrets of the Secret Place by Bob Sorge. I think we have recommended it a while. Is it not true? Go and get it and read it one more time. There is nothing like I've read such books. There are books you visit again. There are books I visit every year. Every January I visit it again. And some of them I visited them every January for 10 years. That's how you internalize what is in it. Because is there an award for saying you read the book in the whole world? There is no award. There is no award. The award, or rather the reward, I prefer reward to award. Which one do you want? I think we need to give OJB award. I prefer reward. And reward is a byproduct of labor, faithfulness, and investment. So it means that whatever you saw in the book finally translated into your life. And on that basis, we began to see reward. We began to see the fruit manifest in your life. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So as expected, this beginning, the beginning of this hour, teachings, we are trying to set the coordinates right so that when we begin to fire, we will make progress fast. Part of the things that I was able to get, somebody met me some years ago and said that he knew somebody that is living on mountain. Some of them may produce results for them, but majority of them were just wasting their time. You see, the reason is because God is both the God of the mountain and the God of the valley. And I keep saying it here, just because you locked yourself inside the room doesn't mean that you are in the secret place. The secret place of the Most High is not your bedroom. Huh? As a young man, you can lock yourself inside the bedroom and say you are doing dry fasting and masturbate inside there. Come out from there! Come and join us in 50 days. Some people don't know that that's why we organize this kind of thing. Because leaving you on your own, you don't have the discipline to stay through. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
Somewhere along the line, something will happen. Either they get you angry. Something must happen to just derail you. You have never successfully gone through a 21 days fasting, even if it's 6 to 3. Somehow, one day you wake up in the morning and forget. Huh? You are not the first one. It was A.A. Allen that was saying that his phone was too bad that he will lock the door by himself and say, "Perry, we fast till God comes down." Instead of the glory of God, his room was filled not with the aroma of heaven, but the aroma of the kitchen. So when he filled it, the man stared and said, "What is smelling so nice?" He ran to the kitchen. Before he remembered he was fasting, he has taken 3 bites. He did it 3 good times until one day he went to eat again and God told him, until Until you desire to see me more than the gratifications of the flesh, you will never see the power of God. Until you are willing to see God more than the gratifications of the flesh, you will never see the power of God. Several times people fast, but the flesh, the desire for food have not died. They did 7 days. This thing is within, is inside. And that is why you cannot come and say, we cannot come and tell you that your own must be like this. Your own must be like this. What we will tell you is that you need to fast. Are you getting the point? And as I was teaching them, I will not be able to teach that kind of thing maybe in this session. In morning session, you can ask questions. What I will do is that I can analyze your situation. That's what I help my disciples to do many times. I can analyze your situation and tell you the kind of fast that is suitable for what you are seeking. Because it's not every fast that is suitable for what you are seeking. If you want to have the power of God, there is a way you fast. You don't just fast anyway. If you fast anyway, you just fast all your life and nothing will come. Are you hearing me? I know you don't know this, but you think everything is just like that. It's just like if you want to have revival, there are prayers that bring revival. I'm not the person that first said it. People like, what's the Korean man? Jeonggi Cho, he wrote a book on it. There are several people that wrote books on it. So depending on what you want to happen, there is a way you need to fast. There is a fasting that breaks yoke. If you want deliverance. Okay, that's why I want to read this. Because if you go to the book of Isaiah chapter 58, first of all, he told you how to fast. Then he told you the purposes of fasting. Then he told you the benefits of fasting. What did I say? The how. The why. And the benefits. Many times people only rush to the benefits and stay there. Meanwhile, they have not considered how. Several reasons why people have not been able to get the result that they seek through fasting and prayer is because they have not fasted well. What you are seeking, there is a combination that can route Satan, that can change that situation. Are you getting the point? What I'm teaching you is in the Bible. And if you're a Bible student, as I'm saying it, your mind can be going through the scripture. For example, if you want to hear the voice of God, there are several instances in the scripture where people waited specifically to hear the voice of God. Somebody like Daniel. Are you seeing it now? If you want power, there are several instances. Somebody like Moses, somebody like Elijah, somebody like Jesus. You have to find out their kind of fasting. If you want to tame the flesh so that your spirit man can gain control, you are struggling with certain things. There is a kind of fast you fast too. Let me give you an example of the kind of fast you fast if your flesh is too active. Fast the kind of fast that you will be too weak to laugh. Have you done that kind of fast? You are not a serious person. Have you not noticed you finished doing 3 days dry fast? On the day you broke it, you now ate all the food that you lost in the last 3 days. So, it means that if you want to tame the flesh, what you need is not 3 days dry fast. What you will need is not 7 days dry fast. Anytime you want to tame the flesh, be planning from 3 months up. What did I say? Many times you want to say fasting, and once you enter months, some people, their heart will begin to beat. You don't want to win. If you want to win, you have to open yourself up for the possibility of fasting for very long. And I speak as a man that has received mercy from God to do some of these things. I fasted small sister. And I've done all kinds of fasting. And some of the time, if I'm even fasting, you will not know. I fasted to some point that my body has gotten used to certain things that I can just be pushing and going on. You will not know. Pushing and going on. Pushing and going on. I've done 21 days fasting and I'm leading prayer. This kind of prayer. That's when my intestine. Can you find your intestine, sister? It's inside. But there is a way you fast, you can locate it. If you have not fasted, you can locate your intestine from outside. Is it not possible? You can touch it like this and feel it. I grew. What? The thing now entered there. I knocked it. It came down. It came down back. You know, that kind of fast is the fast that you fast. If they bring TV for you, you are too tired to even watch. If people are laughing, you conserve your energy. Have you fasted and you are conserving your energy from laughing? You need to try it. Just try it. You will not die. Just try. There is a way you fast. You say, you become a mathematician. You say, what is the direct result of laughing this much? How much energy will it take me? That's when you find out it takes energy to sleep. It takes energy to laugh. It takes energy to be angry. Oh, if it really do up for well before you weigh away. If you are very, very hungry, if you are angry, it will be inside you. You just stay inside you and be angry. Inside you. You can't do anything. You look on your like. Try it. Try it. Be doing 12 to 12. You know, the one that is 12 to 12. 12 p.m. to the next 12 p.m. The reason why I will cancel you to do it is because instead of telling you to do 12 a.m. to 12 a.m. because you are now married and getting older, it will affect your health too to be breaking by 12 in the night. So it's better to break 12 in the day. And the next time you will break, it's another 12. If you do it for 2 days, it might not show much. You do it for 7 days. After 7 days, it will seem as if you are on dry fasting. After 7 days of this one, your body will start maximizing every nutrient that comes around. See, don't waste time. Passage of time doesn't mean you will become anything. We have to check some few things and make sure some things are in place. There are several things that doesn't look big in your eyes. It will make your fasting a waste. And I don't want to speak about internal things yet. I want to speak about things that you see as in normal things, normal day-to-day things. Something as simple as you are supposed to break your fast by 3 p.m. By 1, you have finished cooking. You have already served food by 1 and fast is ending by 3. Many of you have done it. Something as simple as this can make God offended with you. So God called you to stay with him. You can't even wait for the appointed time to finish. You are in a hurry to go and eat. If you keep doing like that, if 3 days fasting should solve the matter, God will just allow it to be 7 for only reason, one reason, so that you will prefer him more than your food. The first and foremost thing that should be in your mind any day you start fasting is, Lord, get me to the point where I prefer you more than food. It's foundational. Write it down. I don't know how long your own will take. Are you getting the point? For some people, after 2 days, they already prefer God more than their food. But there are people, they are fasting, they are fasting more than you, but they still prefer their food more than you. Are you getting where I'm going? They are fasting well, but they love their food so much. As soon as they are through with fasting, they will be rushing food as if, that means, even though they are fasting, they still prefer their food. Excessive desire to eat can never be from God, man of God. Excessive desire to eat. Excessive desire. You are fasting. You want Igbo. You are fasting. You are now holding yourself. Every day you just manage to reach finish line. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yesterday you just managed to reach finish line. Say, thank God I didn't eat today before 6. Hey, tomorrow the same thing. Next tomorrow the same thing. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Initially, it is expected for you to struggle because the tendencies of the flesh is to take care of itself. Don't you like to be taken care of? It's your flesh. It needs to die. That thing that is telling you it needs to be taken care of, it needs to what?
Die.
Everywhere is quiet. Whether you agree or not, if you want to be effective, that is why several times God sets up uncomfortable environment around us. The uncomfortable environment, it doesn't really have a spiritual value on its own. It is the purpose. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is the purpose that is attached to the uncomfortable environment that has a spiritual value. So you can find yourself in an environment where there is no enjoyment, there is no light, there is no... Are you getting the point? Like a camping place, you come, you just, any location you find, you lie your head. That location, the purpose is for you to create something around you that have the ability to separate you from the things that you lost for. It is no more there. And over time, you will be detached from it. Beyond physical detachment, your soul will be detached from it. Are you getting the point? Now, if you are found in that kind of environment and still somehow you created, you know it's possible. There are people that live in Sabah as if they are living in London. There are people that are in Betterama, you will not stop them from their egg. Indomie and egg. You will not stop them. They need to take care of themselves. The way you prepared to come for these 50 days is a proof you like yourself too much. Is it not true? You need to thank me. Bring, or do you have anything to say? Let's get mic for you. If you have something to say, but you need to thank me because what are you preparing for? Huh? You are coming for 50 days, and all your preparation for the 50 days is what can make your flesh comfortable. You did not prepare for things that can make your soul prosper, that can make your investment more powerful. You are just trying to find ways to cushion the impact. The hammer of the spirit on the flesh that is coming to you is what you are using all the arsenals of your human cunningness to cushion it. Stop cushioning the impact of those blows. You need it. If they blow you well, it won't take time, you will be delivered. Even inside there, you
You found a way to maneuver the situation so that it will not be too far from what you used to have. Your dealing has not started. It's after me, Lord, however you want it. Say after me again, Lord, however you want it. It's not just that God wants to do something, but he needs to do it the way he wants it. Many times he will not be comfortable. If you are with me so far, say amen. Don't go and fast and have no reason. Fasting is painful. Let's accept it. Some people come and say that I'm doing TV fast. There is nothing like TV fast. I'm doing social media fast. There is nothing like social media fast. Fast is removing food and falling down on your face before God. If you remove social media, you made your fast more effective. It is not the fast, and it can't be a fast. You just made your fast what? More effective. It is not a fast. Come and say, I'm fasting social. Ask the person, are you fasting? Yes, I'm fasting this January. Please, this world has gone somewhere else. And my sister, I need to know your name because I will be calling you as I'm teaching so that you'll be receiving impartation. Listen, if people tell you things these days, ask them what they actually mean. Somebody tell you, we have... I don't know how I stumbled on a post on social media. You know, there is a popular man of God that has a very powerful morning prayers that he does. So I think they are fasting at some point, and in some of the days they do communion. You know communion now. After praying in the morning, you share Holy Communion and all that. So, somebody came and sent him a message. I said, Pastor, this. One loaf of bread and tea, is he part of the communion? You don't know how far the flesh can go. Meanwhile, it didn't start with those people. It actually started in Bible days. I hope you know it's in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you ask the person, he said that I fasted this January. But he used one loaf of bread and a jug of tea for communion. To do communion. Amen. Show me my Isaiah 58. Do you have New American Standard Version? Do you have ASV? Let's try it. Let's see if you can give us a little bit. The reason is not that this one is not good, but the language at some point became hard. So I just want to simplify it in a way that is still as correct as possible. Cry loud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. And declare unto my people their transgression, and to the house of Jacob their sins. Verse 2. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God, they ask of me righteous judgment. They delight to draw near unto God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not. In other words, note it. It is possible to fast and God will not see it. So, some people have fasted and collected ulcer as their reward. Do you know? And I've told this story before. In our church in the village, some years ago, it's been a while, we had an evangelist. He went to the bush. There is one bush in this town. That bush houses one of the most powerful deities in this town. He went to the bush to fast for power. Listen to me. Severally, a young man will enter into trouble fasting if your sole purpose, number one purpose of fasting, is power or manifestation. That is what has derailed many persons. I'm not saying having the power of God is wrong. I'm saying if you want to have the power of God, there is a way to fast. There is power fast. Power fast is not fasting for power. There is a way to fast and power comes. And the way to do that is not fasting. No, give me power, give me power, give me power. There are things that you engage. There is a way you engage fasting. Power becomes a consequence. You don't even need to do any other thing extra. I'm speaking. Now, you can confirm it from the scriptures, but I'm also telling you from personal experience that of about 15 years now, but there is a way you fast. Power becomes the natural consequence. Even if you come and tell God, I don't want power. Don't give me power. I don't want power. Don't give me power. The power will come. If you're with me so far, say amen. Let me say this thing so that I will not forget. One of the signs of breakthrough in fasting, and that is one of the things we are going to read here, that I might forget to put it in literal context or a context that you can apply in your life. One of the signs that you have made breakthrough in fasting or your spiritual engagement is that you will lose something that you hold there in your soul. God will come and take it. Once God takes that thing, it is a proof you have made progress many times. And several times, the reason why your fasting is prolonging is because there is something you need to drop that you have not dropped. Shout with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So many times, I as a person, if I'm fasting to break into a new season, one of the things I do is that I don't start my fasting with pressing. I start my fasting with inquiry. I inquire. I find out, what is it, oh God? What do I need to drop so that I will advance? So that I cannot just be fasting and assuming that I'm... Are you getting where I'm going? I don't want to fast and assume that I'm making progress. Let me find out that thing that I need to drop first, so that my progress will be unhindered. And that is what this scripture is trying to show us here. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Is there anybody here that is not fasting? Okay, good. So we are fasting. Use this opportunity and fast. You that can't fast on your own. There is a corporate grace that is released here. If you are with me like this, if once you are doing anything with me, you tend to pray more and fast more. Don't do less than 6 to 3. And that 6 to 3 is because you are sick. Is because you have never fasted before in your life. If you have ever followed me before, probably you are a leader. Probably you are a serious person. Probably you are a pastor. You are a pastor and you are doing only 6 to 3. Ah! If you are a man of God here, decide to fast at least a little harder than you have fasted before. Even if it's by 1 hour. That's how to make progress. Except God gives you an instruction not to do it. This is what I mean. If you are used to 6 to 3, after some time, push yourself more. The real sign of progress as a man of God is not that anointing and people is falling. No. The real sign of progress as a man of God is that your capacity in the secret place and spiritual discipline, it increased. You can fast more now. You can pray more now. You can study more now. Are you getting the point? And you are more focused when you do it. And you are not just more focused. More things are coming. You have not had time to teach the revelations that is coming to you when you do your Bible study. You have not had the opportunity. Nonetheless, things are flowing from there. That is a proof that you are making progress. Not that there is manifestation. See, the accumulation that you gather in your secret place can manifest for one full year without you fasting again. That means that the result you are seeing today is as a result is gotten from yesterday's investment. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you see result today, what is happening today is as a result of what you did yesterday. What will happen tomorrow will be determined by what you are doing today. So if you did something yesterday and something is happening today, and today you are not doing anything, tomorrow will be barren. If you are with me so far, say amen. So, there is a general demand of fasting on us, and because of that, God is releasing a general grace and is opening up a possibility to drive you into things that were never there. And beyond the fact that it will grant you opportunity for you to grow in Him, it will also grant you opportunity to be delivered from several things. You cannot pursue God and be bound. You cannot seek Jesus and still be sick. There are several sicknesses that breaks off simply because you gave yourself to fasting. And in the day that you fasted, your interest was not necessarily for you to be healed, was not necessarily for your finance to blow up, was not necessarily for you to be what people, I don't like that word anyway, but to be lifted in ministry, but I don't like the word, it's not a good word to use. But for the fruit of your secret place to be made open to people. That is not the intention. All you intended to do is to obey God and give yourself to the disciplines of the Spirit. Only for you to find out that the byproducts of seeking God became your blessings. They were not the things you were seeking. But you can't see God and continually be poor. The curse will be broken. It is not a proof of spirituality for you to be poor. Especially chronic lack of money. If you have a chronic lack of money, especially when you cannot meet up with your needs, it is a sign of a curse. I think I've taught it here. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls? And thou takest no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find your own pleasure, and exert all your labors, fasting and busy. Next verse. Behold, ye fast for strife. Okay, I will come back. This is a serious matter. But this is one of the most serious matters. They said that this guy is fasting to prove a point. He is fasting to be said that I am one of the people that has fasted for 40 days. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to tell people. See, all this thing is a matter of the heart. And that is why God is the only one that can judge it. It's even better if human being can judge it so that they can help you. But several times, it's very hard to judge the things of a man, the things of the heart of a man. It is such a serious matter that God said that He is the only one that can search the heart of a man. If you are with me so far, say amen. Behold, ye fast for strife and contention. I will still come back. To smite with the feast of wickedness. Ye fast, not this day, so as to make your voice to be heard on high. I will still come here. Are you getting the point? The right thing here is that he's trying to say that fasting amplifies your voice in the spirit. Say, you are not fasting so that your voice will be heard. There is a location called high in the spirit.
Eh? He's trying to say, when you fast well, your voice is heard on high. He said, you are not fasting so that your voice will be heard on high. You are fasting to prove a point for competition, for strife. You are fasting to get power to kill your neighbor. Oh, you don't know. If you go to many of these prayer mountains, you will backslide. Is it not true? And that is why we need to treat this matter of how to fast, how to prepare yourself to meet God, how to prepare yourself to encounter God. When we are through with fasting, we handle many other things. There is a way. There is a way to. The scripture said, I think in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, he told Moses, instructed Aaron, he said, this is what the Lord said you will do, and whenever you do it, the glory of God will appear. I said, So there is an ordered pattern that you can follow and draw down the glory of God. Why is it that any day will come, it doesn't matter who is leading the prayer, everywhere we be. So it means, in quote, we are not trusting God to visit us today. We are trusting God to visit. Have you not sat down and thought about it? We are not trusting God. There is a way to ensure God's visitation. Or better still, there is a way to build a habitation for God. If you are with me so far, say amen. Is such the path that I have chosen. The day for a man to afflict his soul, is it to bow down his head as a rush or reed, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to Jehovah? I don't like this translation. It's making my point weak. We are in verse what now? Verse 6. Is this not the fast which I chose? Let me start back in 5. Is it a fast like this which I chose, a day for a man to humble himself? Is it for bowing one's head like a reed, and for spreading out sackcloth and ashes as a bed? Will you call this a fast, even an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast which I chose, to loosen the bands of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke? Are you seeing what fasting can do? Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into the house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light will break out like the dawn, like the morning, and your recovery will speedily spring forth. This is talking about your physical health. Amen. If you fast well, you should recover your health, especially if it's a chronic sickness. Are you getting the point? Congenital, chronic, especially those sicknesses that you inherit from your parents. Shout me so far, say amen. Fasting breaks it. If there is BP traveling in your generation, fasting can break it. If there is diabetes traveling, fasting can what? Break it. Fasting can break it. If there is insanity traveling in the family, fasting can what? Break it. Fasting can break it. There are people that come from lineage that have improper balance of weight. Like everybody in your family, their BMI is totally wrong. Fasting can rearrange you. I hope you know. You can decide that from your generation you will stop producing overweight people. It's not healthy. When you check the BMI of everybody in your family, it's off.
What I'm telling you is a serious thing. It means that as you are getting older, the tendency of becoming sick is high. Am I correct? You break it with fasting. You break it. Some of those things is not a natural thing. Stop saying this is the way God created me. This is the way God created me. Do you like that thing? Fasting can crack it, break it. When they look at you and look at you, sometimes your father, your mother, once they are 55 years old, they can't walk again. They'll be carrying them. And you have looked at yourself, you are already tending towards that. Start fasting now. Break that thing from your life. Guess what? If you solve that thing from a spiritual, are you getting the point? If you solve it spiritually, it will stop in your generation. It will not transfer to your children. Because it comes from a spiritual means. Anytime Satan wants to hold people bound, if Satan kills people by 60 years in your family, he will do it through a physical means. He will do it by implanting a sickness, transferring it from one generation to another, making sure that the habit that will cause that sickness to fester, that you cut it to, and you cut it young. And then you will say that this is the way we behave in our family. People from our family, once we grow, once it's like this, we now grow very big. No. You have to be normal. In Jesus' name. And listen to me. If you are too skinny, and that skinny is, listen, there are people that is skinny. It's not because they are not eating. They eat more than you. Is it not true? You can break it with fasting. I know you don't believe this. Yes, yes. Fasting can break it, because some of those, there are people, they are eating well 3 times a day, eating more than you. There are people here, once they drink water, they will be big. Meaning, critically, once they drink water, they are wondering what they are going to do to reduce. There are people, you'll be looking at them, seem as if they have drunk. They will eat. After eating 3 times of what you are eating, you look for it, you won't see it. Everywhere will be flat. Their hands, skin, nothing. You need to fast. What will break that thing is fasting. Fasting can break it. We are in verse what now? Huh? Then your light will break out like the morning, like the dawn. Oh, I will still touch this. And your recovery will be speedily, talking about your health. And your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. There is a way you fast, the Lord will mantle you with glory. Kai. Glory is a mantle. I'm telling you. I pray that every young lady here will understand this, my message. That is how to be beautiful. I know you will think I'm exaggerating, I'm teaching you things. I know what I'm telling you. The glory of God is attractive. I know what I'm saying. If the glory of God is on you, do you know people come and tell me, Apostle, it's not today. Oh. People tell me that they love me now. It's not today. When I was doing youth service, I can show you my youth service picture. I was looking like that. Somebody came like that and said, I love you. Man of God, I love you so much. I don't know why. I don't love myself. There is a glory that comes on you as a fasting man, covers you. I saw my picture the other day when I ministered in 2017. I was looking, oh. Meanwhile, people loved me that time. Meanwhile, I was not feeling myself. If you see the way I... Because why? Fasting brings that covers you. That thing that
that Adam and Eve lost at Eden, God will bring it back in your life. When he covers you, a young man will see you, there is nothing wrong that he can see about you. I tell you what I know. A young man look at you, there is nothing bad. Meanwhile, physically, you might not meet up, but that nothing is wrong. You are clothed with glory. Before you put makeup, put on glory. Men, that their face shine. One thing you need to labor for as a young lady in these 50 days is, where is that garment that comes from heaven? Where is that clothing? Where do they make people up in the spirit? Where angels become your makeup artists? Fasting can bring you to that room. Fasting can bring you there. You will see a lady. 15 brothers will be saying, if you don't marry, you will die. You compare her to another person, there is really nothing so different. Huh? There is something different. There is nothing like that. There is not everything. I can't see anything. If you keep thinking like that, nobody makes progress thinking like that. It's an entitlement mentality. Thinking just because that is nothing, this guy is just lucky. If you ever have said that this guy is just lucky, it's a proof that you have entitlement mentality. Such a man never makes progress. Including God doesn't use people like that. That is, we don't do luck in the kingdom. Highest thing we do is that we do favor. You cannot maximize favor without labor. If you are with me so far, say amen. Don't you notice that Benihin is more handsome than he is actually? There are people, what made them handsome? What made them handsome is the glory of God on their life. I don't want to go there. We are in verse what now? Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry and he will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, and if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness and your gloom shall become like midday. The Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in scorched places and give you strength to your bones. And you'll be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. There is an empowerment in fasting. But it is not just empowerment we get from fasting. When we fast like this, God selects people. God selects people that he will use during fastings like this. He'll be checking your strength. Because God is not a careless investor. He checks for the project that he has and he looks for the best candidates to fulfill this assignment. How do you know the best candidate? Is it not to test them? You pass them through several tests. Anybody that is running away from test doesn't want to be qualified. Nobody is ever qualified. Nobody will ever give you any certificate without a test. Nobody. So many times, when you fast, it is a test of strength. It is a test of endurance. It is a test of character. It is a test of discipline. It is a test of depth. It is a test of staying power. We are in verse 1 now. Those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up the age-old foundations.
I think I prefer King James from here. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Are you seeing it? We will break up this thing very well. It means that fasting empowers you to deal with foundational issues. Are you getting the point? Fasting empowers you to deal with foundational issues. Not just small foundational issues. You say, what did you say here? Foundations of what? Many generations. The things that has been wrong in your foundation for several generations. So far that you have even forgotten when it started. In these 50 days, God will give you victory over the powers of darkness. The hidden secrets of wickedness. The powers that is sponsoring the things that is wrong with your life, destiny, and ministry. You have prayed. You have not been able to enter the realm where they are cooking it. The door will be open and you will be granted access to where things are being done that is causing your life to come out, turn out as bad as it is. You will not be able to gain victory until you come face to face with what is contending against your destiny. You are just shooting everywhere. Your shooting is not correct. In these 50 days, the Lord Himself will direct your hands. Yeah. God will not waste effort. Your labors will not be wasted. Yeah. Your fasting will not be wasted. Yeah. It will not be like before. For the Lord indeed will amplify our efforts in the Spirit. Yeah. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Aye. It's not today things became wrong in your family. Stop blaming your father. He tried. You know he tried. You didn't know before. But if a man now small, now you know that he tried. So he tried and he didn't make it. What you are going to do now is to find out why. Guess what? When you start digging why, that's why you need to fast. Listen. In the spirit, for some things to happen, you have to ask questions. It is when you ask questions, certain things will start happening. If nobody asks questions in the spirit, things will continue going the way it is. Actually, several kinds of fasting is like asking questions. You come and ask, why is this thing happening in our family? I hope you know it's question. When you now ask that question, they will now, if you receive, because I hope you know that it's not anybody that asks you question, you answer. Is it not true? Some people will ask you question, you feel that this kind of question is beneath me. I can't be answering question to this. What's my own with this person? I cannot engage this kind of thing now. That's how several demons see you. Several principalities, several strong men. Not just even in the bad. That's how several angels see you too. Angels of your destiny. Bringer angels. There are angels called bringer angels. Their job is to bring your future to your present. Or rather, to bring you to your future. They drive everything you need to the location. They are bringer angels. When you call them, they can't hear. They feel you have not retained the energy to command their response, their attention. So there are demons in your family. As you are doing that thing, you call prayer. They are even smoking. If you disturb them too much, they knock your head. Has it not happened to you before? There is a way you pray some kind of prayer. Pray some kind of you. When you finish it, you will think everything will end. I did it before. It's human to think like that. Demons are patient. Satan is more patient and persistent than you.
He knows that even if you get angry, highest you will do 3 days. Highest. They have measured your strength in the spirit, and they have built resistance to counter your strength. So even the heaviest impact that is coming from you cannot scratch the basis of the things that has bedeviled you for long. So when you hit it, Satan will take the blow and absorb it. You don't know. Just like there are several blows that Satan gives us sometimes, that you don't even know that Satan gave you a blow. Because you have grown a little in God, he gives you the blow, you absorb it. But you know this blow is coming from Satan. There is a way you ask questions, some things will open. Hey! You will see that that's your father's compound that is very flat. That is a desolate place in the spirit. That after this generation leaves, their children will sell your land. Because the spirits will come calling, and there is nobody that will answer to them. It's still a desolate place. The habitations of the earth is full of cruelty. One of the things that happened to you in these 50 days, aside the fact that you will press into God and know God, you have to break. See, let me tell you, you can be anointed and bound. Your anointing will help people, and you die of the same thing you are helping people for. Because your foundations will catch up with you. God doesn't joke with foundations, and that's why we are going to be careful. We are going to deal with it. I don't joke with it. When I found out God doesn't joke with foundations, Jesus doesn't joke with it, I stopped joking. Foundations is too important, is so important to God that he made sure that the way Jesus was born was free of any foundational garbage. I hope you know that's why he was born of a virgin. So that, what is it about Adam? What is it? It is that Adam is carrying something that the foundation of Adam cannot carry, what Christ is supposed to represent. Is it not true? God is so careful about foundation that he cut off the lineage of Adam from infecting Christ. That is how interested God is in foundation. He is so interested in foundation that in your new birth, what is actually done to your spirit man is that you were, what is it called in agriculture? Where you are grafted, you are taken from here and planted in another place. You are transplanted. It's from transplanting to grafting. Taken from out is not. We can't manage you in that former atmosphere. You cannot produce the result of your destiny being planted in Satan, death, flesh, and Adam. You have to be taken out from your roots. That's how much foundation is important. Several times for you to survive your calling, God takes you out from your foundation, plants you somewhere else. The reason is because it's not as if there is no calling in your family, but the foundations of the calling that is in your family cannot carry your destiny. God takes you, plants you somewhere else, so that the environment, the foundation that you can get from there can carry the weight of your calling. Your calling is so strong that you can use 50 years to deal with your foundation and you will never fly. We are here for serious business, heavy business. Pray for 1 minute. Lord, I will not miss one thing that you plan to do in my life these 50 days. I will not miss one. I will not be Israel that miss a day of visitation. Saporia Pakamante Boria Sajaman Ekoha and Pete Kanamakamakamate Sapakamakamate Kamaria Pete. Pray for 1 minute.
Thank you. To believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnerships, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.